The Walker County Tax Commissioner's Office in Rock Spring will remain closed to the public through Thursday. This comes after water damage from a burst pipe. County spokesperson Joe Legge says the office, located inside the local government services building on Highway 95, was impacted after flooding damaged several offices. To accommodate residents, the Tax Commissioner's Office in Rossville on McFarland Avenue will remain open with extended hours from 6:30 a.m. till 6:30 p.m. with six service windows fully staffed. The Rock Spring building also houses the assessor's office, planning and zoning, and code enforcement, all of which were affected by the flooding. Residents are encouraged to visit the Rossville location for services until the repairs are complete. Freshman Congressman Clay Fuller is highlighting his support for Second Amendment rights just days after being sworn into office. Fuller has joined the House Second Amendment Caucus and is co-sponsoring several pieces of legislation related to gun rights. In a statement, Fuller says he remains committed to protecting the rights of gun owners and called it a top priority as he begins his first term in Congress. The move reflects early legislative action from the Northwest Georgia Congressman as he outlines his policy priorities in Washington. Gun policy continues to be a topic of national debate, with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle weighing in on firearm regulations and public safety. Walker County is asking for your input as it begins updating its comprehensive plan, a roadmap that guides future growth, infrastructure, and public service. First public meeting is set for Thursday from 6 until 7:30 at the Walker County Civic Center in Rock Spring. Two more sessions are planned for May 28th and June 25th. County leaders say the plan is also key to qualifying for certain state grants. The effort is being done in partnership with the Northwest Georgia Regional Commission. Residents are encouraged to attend, learn about future projects, and share feedback on issues like housing, transportation, and economic development. All the meetings are open to the public. We've got more news right after this. The Walker County Board of Education meets tonight at 6 at the Department of Education building on North Cherokee Street in Lafayette. The agenda includes recognition of the 2026 STAR students and teachers, Georgia Scholars, and Lafayette High School Healthcare Certification Honors. Board members will hear updates from the superintendent and review several action plans, including the financial report, a proposed employee supplement, changes to the assistant superintendent salary formula, and the 2026 school nutrition budget. They'll also consider a number of consent items, including technology purchases, facility upgrades, and agreements with partner organizations. The meeting is open to the public. Walker County Historic Preservation Commission will hold its meeting today. They meet at 6 at the Lafayette Walker County Public Library on South Duke Street in Lafayette. The public is invited to attend. Details on these stories and more on our website at discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.